The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Yeah! That's a good one.
Is it Trump involved?
Might be.
Number 5.
Ted Cruz challenging Donald Trump, saying one of the GOP frontrunner's lawyers sent a letter calling on the Cruz campaign to pull an ad attacking Trump's position on abortion. Cruz calls the lawsuit frivolous. Cruz says the ad was uses a 1999 TV clip in which Trump calls himself pro-choice on NBC's Meet the Press.
Donald, I would encourage you, if you want to file a lawsuit challenging this ad, claiming it is defamation, file the lawsuit. You have been threatening frivolous lawsuits for your entire adult life. Even in the annals of frivolous lawsuits, this takes the cake.
And what's interesting, though, you know, when you were running for office, your right to privacy and the standard of libel law, or in this case, slander, because it's a spoken word, is the standard changes for people assuming public office or attempting to assume public office.
Right, much higher standard. But yeah. The other thing is the biggest defense, the best defense is truth. And this is Trump in his own words saying these words that they happen to use in the ad. He now says he's evolved on and he opposes abortion rights. And then in 1999, he was very pro-choice. But they're his words they're using. I don't know how you win. I don't know how that lawsuit goes anywhere.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, it's just all craziness. It's like, you're going to sue me, I'm going to sue you.
Well, then Cruz went on to take on Marco Rubio, too.
Look, ethics matter. When you have Donald Trump and Marco Rubio repeatedly putting forth fabrications with no evidence, no basis whatsoever, just trying to throw mud and attack. I get that candidates want to tell the voters, listen, everyone's dirty, everyone's unethical. But that's not true. And their strategy of screaming liar whenever anyone points to their record and relying on fabrications is not indicative of candidates running honest campaigns.
So, and apparently it's working, because this just in, CNN is saying that Ted Cruz has inched ahead of Donald Trump in a new national poll just released this evening, showing that he has the backing of 28% of Republican voters, unseating Trump with 26. I don't remember the last time Ted Cruz was beating Trump.
In a national poll.
In a national poll.
I mean, you know, say whatever,
right,
in Iowa, right?
Or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting what happens in South Carolina. I just don't think, I think when Trump gets into the industrialized states with larger voter pools, I don't think it's going to be.
But is Cruz going to do well in those?
That's, I don't think he's going to do quite as well, but it's, you know, you're still a six-man race right now.
Sure.
And I think that what the Republicans need to do is they need to buy vacation packages for four of these people.
Ben Carson and
Ben Carson's got to. Although Ben Carson's votes probably go to Ted Cruz now.
Mm-hmm. Quite possible.
But I mean, what, his 1-2%? I mean, it doesn't matter anymore. But they get it between the governors. They got to decide which one of them is going to go forward, because you got between Bush and Kasich. Mm-hmm. One of those guys has to come forward and then leave the other one behind, and they got to lock arms.
Trump's still leading Cruz by a huge margin in South Carolina.
Yeah, all right.
According to that poll.
Now, however, speaking thereof.
Number 4.
As the Trump campaign rally in North Augusta, South Carolina took place, there was an interruption by a protester who was screaming profanity and raising his middle finger to the crowd. Two Trump supporters, quote, took action against the radical, extreme, obscene protester. And Mr. Trump called them up to the stage to share a few words. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Do not let them intimidate you. You back this man right here to the hill. They will say anything. They will do anything to keep in power, okay? We don't need who we've got in there now. I'm talking Republicans and Democrats. He's right. We need to get some fresh bunch up there. Some fresh blood. Some fresh thinking, okay? And my man, Donald Trump, you're the best we got by far.
Okay. So he's got that going for him.
I like that this guy, they will do or say anything to keep their power.
Who's saying?
Isn't that exactly what Donald Trump is doing? He's saying anything to get elected. Not standing behind any position he had ever held before. And also giving incredibly vague answers to specific questions. How does this guy, I mean, I heard him, but how does this guy not understand that?
He's saying what many others are saying, that Trump speaks for them.
Now, the other supporter told the crowd that he is a war veteran.
If it wasn't for Mr. Trump right here, I don't think any of us would have the voice that we have. This is the only man that's going to really bring America back. He understands what it means for me and my people out here who have been to war. Police, everything you talk about, Mr. Trump, I can promise you right now, my department and the departments around me, we need you.
Oh, my. Okay.
This is what's happening. I mean, you know, got to give the guy credit. He's fought for our country. He deserves to support whoever he wants. And
oh, for sure. Okay. Yeah.
You don't understand it.
I don't understand this. I don't understand how they're not hearing the same thing I'm hearing. How are they not hearing that this guy is lying to them? Well, this isn't a complicated one. You know, I mean, when politicians lie, sometimes you got to listen really closely to hear how they're like trying to obscure the facts. Not in this case. It's clear what he's doing. I don't know.
I think Trump supporters are saying everybody's lying to them, but he's the most authentic.
But he is doing the worst lying of them all. How is it possible? I mean, it's so clear when he said, like, and he's like, I love the Second Amendment. Oh, I'm all about, I've been about the Second Amendment my whole life. How do we know that? The Bible, this is my Bible right here. Which one's the Bible? This is my Bible right here. I carry a gun, but I won't tell you when I do it. I'm going to get that ISIS, but I won't tell you how I'm going to do it. Well, we're going to have so many jobs. We're going to get the Chinese. We're going to get the Mexicans to build a wall. See the president of Mexico last week?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't think you're going to pay. We're going to pay, man. I don't think so.
We're not paying for the wall, he said.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-mm. He's not game for that.
No, I don't think so. So it's like, how does he? I don't know. And, you know, God bless his vet who fought for the United States of America. But this is no way to. And here's a guy that wants to commit 100,000 troops to go secure oil derricks for private American companies. Is that what that guy trained to go do? I mean, I don't know.
A lot of veterans support Trump. I don't know if you're seeing this, Ro, but a lot of veterans are supporting Trump. A lot of police officers are supporting Trump. A lot of veterans.
Okay.
They're backing Trump.
Okay.
He's the guy.
Yeah, but he's not really backing them. That's the thing. If he's going to send 100,000 troops, I mean, first of all, it'll never get done. But send 100,000 troops to Syria to secure oil derricks that we have blown up there, which is part of his plan. And then we'll secure them and rebuild them and create an exit through the pipeline system to the Mediterranean only for the exclusive use of American companies.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody not see a problem with that?
There is a problem there. There is also
like
a problem.
Like the whole rest of the world might see a problem with that?
I think that would cause a problem. But I also think even when he criticized John McCain, I like prefer people that weren't captured. To me, if I were a veteran, I think I'd be insulted by that. And I wouldn't be able to get quite past that easily.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know.
But that's forgotten. That was like so 48 hours ago, or I don't know, a couple months ago, I guess.
Violetta Podramatic. I think this is the. I'm going to blame her. I'm going to blame her. I'm going to blame the millennials because they got a short attention span.
I'm offended that you were making fun of Kim Kardashian earlier.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
Donald Trump's multi-million-dollar Chicago tax break, the deal that's saving the Donald a bundle and sticking Chicagoans with a bigger bill. WGN-TV investigates tonight at 9.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking to Mark about that earlier. It sounds juicy.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know. I think it could be good.
Yes, it is. My disdain for the man is palpable. I know. Sorry.
You think?
All right, top five. Notice. Continuing.
Number three.
A night out on the town recently caused Riley Flaherty more than he bargained for when he suddenly realized his wallet was missing. And despite going back to the Brooklyn Theater where he last had seen his wallet, Flaherty came up empty. Then, out of nowhere, he received a mysterious letter in the mail.
Oh.
To his surprise, his license and credit cards had been returned, but his wallet, cash, and Metro card...
They weren't there.
...were gone.
Just completely dejected, lost everything, got to go get new credit cards, new driver's license, everything. It was like 2,000 to 3,000 yen in small, unmarked bills. So you can understand why that would be so impactful for me. 2 weeks later, you know, this crazy envelope just shows up, you know, completely unmarked. I thought everything was gone, so it was kind of cool to get... you know, part of what was lost. After I read the note, and it was very clear that this was the work of a specialist. You know, we've got this pot-smoking modern-day Robin Hood that's out there. The ironic thing, really, is that, you know, we could have been good friends, right? Both like Wilco, into indie music, same taste in wallets, you know, but he or she tried to, you know, take what was of any currency, of any value.
Yeah.
When does that happen?
Now, here's the letter that he received. Are you ready?
Okay.
I found your wallet and your driver's license and had your address on it. So here are your credit cards and the important stuff. But I kept the cash because I needed weed. And the MetroCard because like the fare is like $2.75 now.
Mm-hmm.
And the wallet cuz is kind of cool. Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
That was the actual letter. Just what you'd expect.
That was very natural, Ro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am a natural at that.
Well, you know, hey, it's nice to get the credit cards back because I know he's lost a lot of cash.
Yeah,
but that is a big problem.
But you still have to cancel them because they were in somebody else's possession, right? I mean, what are you going to do? Come on. Stoners.
You think it would have been better if he just didn't return anything?
Damn stoners.
The driver's license is a pain in the butt. You got to go down to the...
Oh, yeah, you got to go down to the... Well, that's true. The guy's got his digits, though, now. I don't know. Whatever.
Number two.
An Oregon boy was hospitalized after he ate a cookie laced with medical marijuana that he found while playing outside. See, this is going to start
It's all tying
now.
Together.
Oh, yeah. Jackson Hart said he found the wrapped cookie while playing at a rock quarry. These are parents of the year.
Uh-huh.
Jackson is okay, but he's learned a very valuable lesson.
Oh.
I seen a wrapper that said cookie. I grabbed it, and it was heavy, so I looked inside, and it was a cookie, and I ate it, and it was not a good cookie. I felt like I was vibrating up and down, and that everything looked like it wasn't real. Never eat a cookie that you find on the ground.
This reminds me of interviewing just about every child under 10 having to do that. It was a good cookie. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Very good cookie. I like the cookie.
Kid sounds like he's still stoned, which I like. But he's got the good cautionary tale
right
there.
He did have the nice lesson that I'm sure his mom told him over and over and over again. He remembered it.
Mm-hmm.
So moms everywhere are proud.
That is an excellent point. Don't eat a cookie you find another. Especially now in medical marijuana states. Don't look at lollipops, cookies.
Brownies.
Right?
Brownies are a problem.
Right?
That's a big problem.
And the edibles are like, they look like fortune cookies. You can have anything. Don't eat anything.
They look
number
so good.
Number one.
Following his monologue last night, Jimmy Fallon as Donald Trump welcomed the cast of the upcoming Netflix series Fuller House. That's Bob Saget.
Oh, yeah, they're back.
Friend of the
Stamos?
Show. Yep, he was there.
Yeah, okay.
And he comforts, as Danny Tanner, Saget comforts Fallon's Donald Trump, scared of losing the Republican nomination.
You guys are right. I have to stay in the race. Otherwise, a Clinton will be in the White House again. I mean, who wants to see something from the 90s come back in 2016?
Great point.
Then they're joined by Stamos and Dave Coulier.
Oh.
Donald, I know winning is very important to you, but sometimes it's okay to lose. Right, guys?
Danny's right, Donald. I mean, look at me. Sure, I lost on Star Search, but that hasn't stopped me from doing impressions. Right, Bullwinkle?
Why, certainly, Joseph.
is number one.
It is number one. All right, close it up.
The top five at five.